Blog Talk Radio.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bronson sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what?
Introduced in, phantom of the dark, walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as an E7, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte Digger, landscape for what this birth as we confiscate your figures.
Chasing over brown, levitating, Jiki and Ashiki's a La Hada car, 54, chasing diamond, runners headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem buck strut, freezing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swap, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the deep, what? Sensations at the Monte Carlo, screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my capsule, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sauteers, souffleers for swerving on corners. We magnets to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on us. No smiling when sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You jaja, you're the happy sad quest to the coast. The Key Largo, wire the chain gang, keep your ears out for a year, sip the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bronson sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bronson sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? What? What?
Falling sparrows through the seas, a black Caesar that can miss a silky day, fat and nice, taking flight, down going, sweet sensation, Spanish flying with the lady Scarface, bottoms up, sunshine, love potion number 9.
And we hailing from the magic city, transcending Sweden on your aura, Fontini in London, relaxation in Bora Bora, got notion to bring it, sing it, never been my function, stoning, robbing, we heisting merchandise and gunning, love it, leave it, but bless the war chief for his bison, get it, got it, the low will forever be nice and
yeah, the sunny fever, he be sipping on my red They get you great, cause he be sipping on my red We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red We start the Harlem River quiver, digging sweet daddy. Chopping the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
ebony as we exit the place with grace. Drizzly armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mist. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough of this. This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bronson sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Gigi Bronson sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what?
He be sippin' on my red, The Geechee Kitchens, he be sippin' on my red, The Joe Chink, he be sippin' on my red, The Chiquita Yid, he be sippin' on my red, We got Asti Fumanti, we're on my red, And then my man Ill Wilson on my red, And then my man Kevin, the same sippin' that We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat And then I flow side to side in my coolie high And then I do something with the Spanish fly, And then I flow down south with the boogie flat And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off And all of that,
This is it, what? Luchini falling from the sky, let's get rich, what? Well, we're back again, Street Queens in the Movement Long overdue, but we're back in the building. I want you guys to definitely check for us, you know what I mean? In the building, right? You know, we're live. And this is the thing. I got a big pet peeve. We've been talking about it the whole past, you know, week. And there was a young gentleman that, you know, went on the World Star and was out there, you know, just outraged about the whole situation with Osama bin Laden. Everybody saying Osama bin Laden, we're dancing. I had posted it on Facebook, like, why are we dancing for It's a cover-up. Everybody's like, yo, you don't know this, that, and the third. I'm like, how don't I know? I'm ex-army myself. We went over there. There's no biological weapons. Everything was a lie. So what I'm trying to say is, was Osama bin Laden's so-called death, who's to say he wasn't there? He wasn't already dead before. I say he was already dead. There was no Osama bin Laden. The pictures are fake. They say there was a torch and all that, but that's a lie. Come on, man. How many things have been faked and the military, you know what I'm saying, has basically been bamboozled? And how can you do something and have special ops and then put it out there and say, oh, I've been conducting a special ops? You can't do nothing unless you talk to the Senate, the House and the Senate, and you got to talk to the generals. You got to talk to them. You don't have the leeway to do that. If you look at the judicial system, you look at the legislative and executive branch, legislative branch makes the laws. Executive branch carries out. That's where the president fits in. He's just a puppet. It's a cover-up. Let's talk about it. Call in at 347-826-7722. And I want you to listen to the speech, man. Okay? I want you to listen to the speech that Obama gave. I'll give it to him. He is a great speaker and a great liar at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You know, America, wake up and stop getting this wool pulled over our eyes every single day. I want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722. Yeah, everybody has a right to their opinion about what they think or whatever, but come on, man. We talking about terrorists. Like, why haven't we gone and chopped Bush's heads off? He's the number one terrorist. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, let's talk, America. Call in at 347-826-7722. This is called The Great Debate. When you call in, don't be emotional about what's going on. Straight, state your opinion, state your fact. Tell us what you think. Everyone has a right to their opinion. Do you think that this is a cover-up? Call in, because we're here. Your girl, Ushie Lush, live in the building. And we're going to go into some music, take it back to the 90s, a little Jay-Z. Street Queens, the movement, the great debate. Is it a cover-up?
Rest your soul. I'll be holding it down, yo. Still love the dough. Got these ladies on the cop now, you know how we go. Got the whole world on lockdown, you know how we flow. Don't worry about Brooklyn, I continue to flame. The four world enemies, you won't forget your name. You held it down long enough, let me take those reins. And just like the spirit of commission remains, niggas cross the T's and dot the I's. Now that I got too popular, the cops and pies. I'm taking this rap shit serious. Till my demise, J shit's like cake mix. Watch me rise, basics in the basement. Wasted, asking my dog for advice. And when he can't say shit, my hatred is you. Just give me a sign, and I let the world know that the city is mine. What? Know how I flow, just seeking you find. I'm like a brain in the voice box. I speak my mind, about to redefine rap, mommy. Either I'm the illest nigga doing it, or these niggas is losing it. I read an article, it said I was ruining shit. But every time I look, I'm moving units and quick. So I'ma hit y'all with these last two and split. And leave niggas with nothing but my influence. This is soon as the jigger. I ain't mad, yeah, bite my shit. So half of what I sell, cause it's not quite my shit. I'm the type to buy Rollie and just ice my shit. On the spot, fuck coming back twice and shit. I'm with that. My floor's game, still intact, fourth game. You lame dudes can't feel that. Like the first dude to cop the 850 and 89 and drove it up to 55th. City is mine, what?
strong enough. But y'all don't stay in the studio long enough. I make hits while y'all stay hating and take bricks. Had it locked till I came in the club. Take six, that chick cause she swore she was innocent. Got her a Chinese manicure, hair done by Dominicans. All for what? So I could be in the dark corner, all in the bud, at the bar, alcohol in the up. I represent the lifestyle of those who thirst dream. Buck 50 a shot, Louis the 13. Jay-Z, Rockefeller, yo, know the name. I ain't a player, get it right, I'm controlling the game. From now on, till they blow holes in my frame, I'ma stand firm, holding my aim. Feel me? I'm the focal point like Biggie in the crime on the Lodo.
The movement with your girl, Leshy Lush, the one and only, the hostess with the mostest. And we're going to have some more of our fellow queens live on the line with us. But tonight is the great debate. The great debate we're talking about is, was Osama bin Laden's death a cover-up for favoritism of the American people to play more on their emotions after they've already lost several people, whether it's been into the Iraq war, Afghanistan war, and more? Yes, Obama inherited the turmoil that the country was in, but once again, what could he really do to change anything? Okay, so they said, oh, no president in all their term has actually captured a terrorist, just the way we found Saddam Hussein. What did we even kill Saddam Hussein for? He didn't even attack us. If we're talking about terrorists, let's talk about George Bush, okay? Obama was not getting favored. His next term was coming up. People were running against him and already throwing salt in the grain, okay? How all of a sudden we pull out, I'm doing a black ops situation, and now Osama bin Laden is dead. Dude, there was never Osama bin Laden. Let's stop lying to the American people and tell the truth. We already had enough lies from, you know, Bush, and you invite him to dinner. Y'all doing all this, that, and the third. Like, what's really going on, man? Let's talk about it. Is it a cover-up? Why are we dancing and being jovial when gas prices are still up? People are still looking, losing jobs. We still got the homeless out there. Tell us what's going on. Holla at us, man. Your girl, Leshy Lush, man. Bugsy, you in Boston. What it do, baby? Talk to us, man. Do you think that this is a cover-up?
Hey, man, I try to stay away from all that because I'm a political brother. I can talk and debate all day on that. But I'm going to say like this, man, like, you know, cover up and all. I mean, you know, Barack only going to take so many shots, man. You know, you keep playing with the boy, they're going to say, listen, man, y'all keep messing with me. I'm about to show y'all something, man. I'm going to tell y'all whole plot, your whole plan. I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in your whole joint. And he brought it to light, man, whether it's real or not, man. It's only so long you're going to poke at the black man before he react. And he's just pulling cards out now, like, your whole shit's blown up, man. Fuck with me now.
Wow. Yo, all I can say is that, you know what I'm saying, I think it's BS at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's all BS. There was this one white guy, they put him on World Star. Was you able to see that?
I got it on the I heard about some, a couple more people was coming. I heard he was wild. I heard he was going in.
Yo, I want you guys to log on to www.lushradioonline.com. My man is mad tight. You hear me? Mad tight. Dude look like he's been in a gym for like every single day. He's like mad swole, like cut up, white dude. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he could be ex-military, Marine, whatever. Dude was so angry. My man said that he don't even care about anything. He said, yo, it sounds a lot of, he said he's like, he's shit in his mouth, all kinds of stuff. Like, this dude was going in. This dude said, yo, it's a cover-up. American people, wake up. Everybody's saying the same thing, but everybody's scared to touch it because it's a touchy situation. You understand what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
You know, but my thing, you know, my thing is that people, we got to wake up. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know what I'm saying, have to wake up and look around. Like, this is a cover-up. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. Like, how all of a sudden you pull out your pocket, you did a black op thing and did a black ops operation. First of all, that's classified information. Why is that being discussed with the American people?
You know what it is, too. They know a lot of people.
Then they said they buried him at sea. It's a Muslim tradition. Where you hear that at? That is not a Muslim tradition. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, they know people don't really read into it, or people ain't going to look into the news, so they try to throw a little piece to keep people, you know, scared or under the finger of this whole, you know, scandal they got going on. But at the end of the day, man, you got to know, man, you live life to the fullest, man. You can't really get into some political seats if you ain't ready for it at the end of the day, man, because they will try to shut you down.
Hey, they've been trying to shut me down, but, hey, you can hate me now, but I won't stop now.
You already know, man. Like, and it kills me too, man, because, you know, like, we be having conversations in the hood on certain things, man, and when it comes to me, they be telling me, man, like, yo, I ain't trying to debate with you. I be going to politics. They be like, you want to have the fun in it. Like, nah, man, I get to the nitty-gritty when it comes to certain things, man, so if you want to have conversations with me, man, we might have to go another couple of hours or two tonight, you know?
Hey, man, the situation, my thing right here is right now, you know, I want to get people's feedback tonight. I want you to call in right now at 347-826-7722, The Great Debate. This is what we're talking about. And I got the speech of Obama. I want to get your feedback on this, Bugsy. You know what I'm saying? I got a speech from Obama declaring, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, Osama bin Laden is dead and telling the people this, that, and the third, like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, my man Obama, you know, everybody was happy. Yeah, you black and all that, but come on, man. Do you really even care about black people at the end of the day? And do you know what I'm saying? Like, seriously. Like, this is a whole bunch of nonsense, and I want the American people to wake up.
But you know what,
president is black, but you know what I'm saying? My man is just being used as a puppet in this game that they playing to try to subliminally subdue us and have us set up, and we're out here looking crazy. But I'm going to play the speech from Obama, and you guys tell me what you think about this. Like, he a good speech teller. I swear to God, he can say a great speech. He's a great orator. He did he went to speech class and they taught him how to move people with his words, and he's excellent at it. But my man is lying through his teeth. So here we go with the speech. Give me your feedback.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace, nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorize an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I, as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed. Yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
That was our President Obama. Okay. So you heard his speech. Very long. The power of speech is knowing your audience and know how to touch them deeply and play on their emotions. He knows people are emotional about this. So he goes and does the flashback to the past of 2001 and the people dying and stuff like that. And then he says, okay, we killed Osama bin Laden. We killed him. Like, okay, we eliminated him. We killed him. The emphasis on the word killing. On top of that, you special ops, you directed it. How could you direct anything? Seriously. The House and the Senate make the laws. You would have to consult with them to even do anything. What are you talking about? Muslim law, Muslim ritual says that you send somebody out to sea. My grandmother was a straight, serious Muslim from Africa. They don't ship nobody, send nobody's out to sea. I don't know where that came from. That's a lie. Cover up. Now he's getting pats on the back, this, that, and the third. He single-handedly killed Osama bin Laden. Come on, people. Wake up. He shows his birth certificate. Okay, we see the birth certificate situation. The whole thing is a cover. The whole thing is BS. And we need to stop lying to ourselves and stop settling for what they want to tell us. American people, wake up. Wake up. But a lot of people say, what can we do? Even if we wake up, what can we do? Because we don't have power. Yes, we have power. We have power in numbers. But if you keep on living a systematic life and not speaking up and saying, come on, man, show us proof. These fakes that they got on there, they can dress anybody up like Osama bin Laden or so-called Osama bin Laden. That was a whole cover-up to do all the stuff that they wanted to do, and everything is backed up by religion. Let's talk about it, Bugsy. What you think about my man Obama's speech? Let's talk about it, Bugsy.
I want to say, you know, salute to whoever wrote that, because they definitely did their time on writing that, man. And, you know, I guess he did speak it well. But, I mean, like you said, man, people need to know what time it is, man. I mean, you know, the president can't really do nothing. He ain't got the power to say this is what we're going to do and it gets done like that. Nah, man, he's just, you know, the poster boy, United States of America. There's a big office in there, you know, and a set of people who sit down and discuss this. So it's not, no, all the presidents going to say this is what it is and that's how it gets done. It's not that easy, man. And people know it. It's, you know, if that Osama joint was really that serious, man, like, you know, granted, it wouldn't have been that easy to find, bro. You wouldn't have just, you know, kicked over a rock and said, you know, here he is, bang, bang, and end of the story, man. So you got to read between the lines and get that exposedness out of here.
That's true, man. And, I mean, the thing about it, I'm trying to tell people, there's more to come after this. This is just to pacify people so they can say, oh, the war was justified. But yet, Obama even says himself, Al-Qaeda openly attacked the country, right? So if Al-Qaeda, which is located in Afghanistan, why were we sent out to Iraq, which Saddam Hussein, that's his country? Why did we kill Saddam Hussein and he never openly attacked the U.S.?
Because, like they
right?
say, we bullies out here, so you know how they say.
Right? And then on top of that, he says that Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, the so-called mystery man, was going to declare war on Pakistan. No, he wasn't. Declaring war on another Muslim country, majority of the people in Pakistan are Muslims. Most of the countries that they attack are non-Muslim countries. So that was crazy. So it's like different flaws in the speech, and I'm like, wow, seriously? But the American people, all they listen to is, my man, Osama bin Laden is dead. We dancing outside the White House, doing all this. This is classified information. Any black ops or any undercover thing that the military do is classified information. All he had to say was, okay, it was a limit. He said, oh, we killed them. I killed them. What? Come on, man. Come on, people. Let's talk about it. If you're calling in, 347-826-7722, do you think the Osama bin Laden death situation was a cover-up to get more votes going into this new, you know, candidacy? Because, you know, his term is almost up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was blaming him for everything. So let's talk about it. We got a caller from the 202. 202, you're live in the building on Street Queens, the movement. Powerful people doing powerful things. And we're talking about, is it a cover-up, man? Talk to us. You don't have to use your real name. 202. 202. You're live on the line. 202-285. You're live on the line.
That's a call from the White House, Lush. That's the White House calling
us. The White House is calling us? Oh, wow. What are they about? They're about to shut us down now. They're about to shut us down. They calling us. They got the Secret Service listening to us right now. Wow. Wow. What y'all gonna do? We ain't never scared. You know what I'm saying? This is a revolution. We need to talk to the people and educate our people that they need to open up their eyes, open up the ears, because people are lying to them. They are lying to them. So anyway, like I said, if you just joined us tonight, we're talking about the Osama bin Laden situation, right? I put it on Facebook and I stated, I said, why are we dancing and we're hooting and hollering and acting like, you know, this is the greatest day, like we're going to pull out barbecue and this is Memorial Day, this is Independence Day for us. When people are, our soldiers are still overseas and they haven't come home yet. We opened up a can of worms that we can't really retract ourselves from. Okay, so this so-called mystery man, Osama bin Laden, is so-called dead. Did he ever exist? Was he even there? What is the proof? Is there an autopsy? This is a whole figment of somebody's imagination just to play with the emotions of the American people. Because just around the corner, because this year is almost up, everybody hates Obama at this point in time. We have no allies. What better way to get the American people to pat you on the back by bringing up some falsified situation stating that you killed a terrorist? So you're not only going to go down in history as the first black president, which you really weren't the first black president, but you know, going back in history, but you going down to the first black president. On top of that, you're going to go down as being the first president to kill a terrorist by yourself. How did you do that? Well, you know you have to consult with the House and the Senate and your cabinet and the general in order to carry out anything, because the people that make the laws are the legislative branch. No president can single-handedly order anything before discussing that with the cabinet, the House, and the Senate. So where do they do that at? Let's talk about it. Everyone has a right to their opinion. Everybody has a right to what they say. So you can call in and you can give your opinion or your feelings on it. How did you feel about that? Do you feel it's a cover-up? Do you think it's real? Talk to us tonight on the show. At 347-826-7722. Osama bin Laden. Is it a cover up? We're going to try again. We got a caller from the 202. You're live in the building on Street Queens, the Movement. Speak to us. Okay. So 202 is live. 202, stay on the line with us and listen to the show. Right now, we're going to go to some quick music and we're going to come back on Lush Radio Online, man. We're going to talk about the Obama situation. And we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online, man. And I'm really, really, really feeling, you know, a lot of things that's going on right now. Universal Soul Circus is coming. It's in the DMV area. Universal Soul Circus is in the DMV area. Make sure you get your tickets. Tomorrow is Friday. TD Jakes has a movie. It's coming out. It's called Jumping the Broom. It's about a marriage. Make sure you check that out. It's in theaters tomorrow, so check that out, Jumping the Room. You know, I always try to support African-American films, African-American filmmakers, and just supporting people in general, because remember, in the Jewish community, the dollar circulates several times, so let's go ahead and support one another. Yes, so, and on YouTube, lately, actually, we checked on YouTube, there's a group called Carmen. And it's a guy and a female, and I'm telling you, she's killing every cover that there is on YouTube. 6'7" with Corey Guns and Lil Wayne, she killed it. She's a Caucasian female, and she sings, and she rhymes, and she does every song perfectly to the T and puts her twist on it. She's done Lady Gaga's cover, Born This Way. She's also done Look At Me Now. I mean, she did Everybody's Rhyme on it, Chris Brown's, Lil Wayne's, and Busta Rhymes. So you got to check it out. I posted it on Facebook. You can check out my Facebook. Check out Lush Radio Online, Lushy Lush on there. And check her out, or go to Facebook and type in Carmen. And she's hot. She's definitely hot, so check that out. Right now, I'm going to go to some songs, and we're going to be right back. And this right here is a classic throwback, Method Man and Mary, You're All I Need, and we'll be right back. Let's talk about it, The Great Debate.
You need me for real, girl. It's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever, my lady. We can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. Keep it tight, alright, and I'ma walk. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga. Gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the bone. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz, I'm your mister, you my missus, with hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding, the bond between man. Thank you.
And we're back. Lush Radio Online, Street Queens of Movement. Always talking about real topics, things that affect the community, things, and things around you. Tonight, we are talking about the cover-up. So we're going to talk about that, and you know what I mean? The thing is, American people, I've been telling you guys for a while, when we're talking about the conspiracy theory, all things like that, but the main thing is, like, read between the lines and open up your eyes, American people. Because the media is only going to tell you what they want you to hear or want you to know and give you enough information so you can chew on for a second. They are liars, America. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Stop falling asleep. Stop allowing them to lie to you, America. Wake up. Wake up, America. You understand? Wake up. That is what I want you to do. We're going into more and more years of lies. There's more to come after this quote-unquote Osama bin Laden. You have small militias out there that are still targeting. We're sitting here talking about biological weapons, all this stuff that Al-Qaeda Seoul can do or whatever. But we got Korea with nuclear weapons pointed at us. We got so many people that have nuclear weapons that are pointed at us right now. We don't know where it's going to come from next. So let's talk about it. Too many people got money tied into a lot of situations going on. Just watch. The richer get richer and the poor get poor, America. Bugsy, you back with us?
Yeah, man. I think they was hating on me. They cut me off, man. And then my conversation, I had to, you know, call back to go on them. Creep through the
they
body.
Watching us, man. They watching us, man.
No, but hey, man, I just want to tell the listeners, man, don't act like the government ain't never played you before and I never told you some bullshit. So don't act like it's something new, man, you know? That's how the city was built. That's how America became what it is today, man. Corruption and lies.
Yeah. So I mean, my thing is like this, man. You know, we have to wake up. If we ain't gonna wake up, then you know what I'm saying. Keep on, you know what I'm saying, sleeping and acting like nothing's going on. You know what I mean? The world is, it's a lot of stuff going on in this so-called government we say is government. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things going on, but they're deceiving you. And I'm going to keep on reiterating that and letting you guys know they're deceiving you. So wake up, America. Wake up. Don't fall asleep. Don't act like it's not going on. Don't believe everything you see and don't believe everything you hear. You know? And my man that came on that was so angry, the Caucasian dude, yo, my man was like, wake up! Ah! He was screaming, mad angry, like, let me see if I'm able to cut the audio or whatever, man. My man was angry. I'm going to see if I can get the audio for us and stuff so y'all can hear it. My man was so angry. You hear me? My man was angry. He was so tight. He was acting like he was trying to kill somebody.
He know what time it is, man. He's awake. You know, you don't stand for nothing. You fall for anything, man. Everybody know that.
Yeah, I got the audio right here. Let me see if I can.
So dumb. Bush collapsed the fuck.
Was you able to hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard. All I want to say is I got them roids. What cat? What you say? I got them roids. Nigga. I got them roids. He was pumped up. Yeah, he was going in.
Well,
I
man,
got them roids.
Was... Yo, how you feel about this dude? I mean. If you like surpass the crazy screaming and shit, he had some stuff that were kind of like okay, but I mean my man did sound like he was pumped off the roids or something. My man was going in. He said, "You guys gotta wake up."
Yeah, he was going edge. Oh my God, I bet you they had a couple of things poking out on that one. Oh man, he's going edge.
Poking on that, but my man was really angry, man, and stuff. But we got a caller, you know, we talking about the Osama bin Laden, was it a cover-up situation or whatever. We just played the audio from the gentleman that was his reaction to it, and we played the speech from Obama giving the declaration, letting everybody know that he was dead. So speak on it. How does it make you feel? Cover-up, no cover-up? You think you believe it, or is just a whole bunch of boo-ha-ha? 301. You're live in the building on Street Queens, the movement. Let's Radio Online. Peace.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
What's up with you? You know I had to call now. What's up with y'all?
Is this Rez up in the building?
Yeah, it's Rez. Yeah. What's up, baby?
What's popping up, Rez, man? We got Bugsy in the building also. He live in the building with us.
What's up, good? What's up, everybody?
So, Rez, what you think about it? Were you able to hear the audio with the dude that was screaming? Like he was.
I didn't hear that.
Huh?
Nah, my bad. Nah, I just tuned in. I didn't even get to hear it. What happened though?
Hold on, I'm gonna let you hear a little bit. I'm not gonna play all the audio, but I'm gonna let you hear it. He was going in on it. Listen to him.
Okay.
Because first of all, stupid fuck, Osama bin Laden is a fucking cover up and Bush collapsed the tower. So shut the fuck up. Osama bin Laden is a fucking cover up.
Okay.
You people are fucking.
Yo, my man was pumped on the roids. Whatever kind of roids he was using, they were. They were serious. But if you surpass all the screaming and the pumped up on roids and shit, you know, he did have some points. Well, how do you feel about this, Rez? Because, you know, we have our discussions.
Oh, yeah. Well, we, Well, one thing people need to realize is that the government into some old sadistic occult ritual type shit. When I say that, pay attention to when we go to war, the days we go to war, the days we back out of war, and the days shit like this gets announced. See, people don't realize Adolf Hitler was pronounced dead May 1st, 1945. So how does it just so happen that May 1st, right when the Phillies and New York playing each other, we know Philadelphia and New York supposed to have a connection. We know how the plane supposedly crashing in Pennsylvania and all that. Right before his May 2nd, they make sure they get that in on May 1st. See, May 1st is a ritual time called the Beltrán ritual, where they it's a blood sacrifice. And by them announcing Bin Laden dead, they're like sacrificing him. So you just gotta pay attention to the dates. And it just so happened, ironic, this shit comes out a few days after the royal wedding too. Like I said, May 1st, that's the day the Illuminati was formed anyway. So just pay attention to the days, to the dates of when shit like this goes down.
Huh. Yo, my thing is like this, though, Rez, right? If you listen to mm-hmm. Malcolm's piece, which we played earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Osama bin Laden, so, or quote-unquote, was declaring war on Pakistan, right? Pakistan mm-hmm. is majority Islam, Muslims.
Yeah.
He doesn't declare war of the so-called, as we analyze this so-called figment of imagination, Osama bin Laden individual, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This individual declares wars on non-Islamic countries. So that doesn't even make sense. And for you as a president to actually pull off a black ops or an operation, you have to consult first with the people that make the laws, because you don't. The House yeah. and the Senate and your cabinet and the general. So what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, anyway, the situation is classified information that's not even supposed to be discussed with anyone. You understand what I'm saying? Then
yeah.
again, you said that it's a Muslim tradition to send this dude out in the water or whatever. Where did you hear that at? Where did they say it's a Muslim tradition to send somebody out on water?
Was that supposed to be so he could be a martyr or so he can't be a martyr? That's what I'm trying
like,
to figure out.
I mean, the whole thing is bukkake. I put this stuff on there, why are you dancing around? The dude that was screaming, he's like, I'm wondering why the gas prices is still going up, actually, to $4. I really think they trying to recoup from that oil spill that happened. You know what I'm saying? Because really it has nothing to do with overseas. All this stuff like, oh, because they going to war, it's affecting the oil. No. Really, if you notice when Obama went into office at first, the gas prices went all the way down. Close to like $2 something went down. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if they have the right to adjust, you know you got power players playing around with people's emotions and saying people are desperate at the time. They don't got no jobs. They got to maintain their jobs. So they're going to pay this $400, $500 for this gas. You understand what I'm saying? It's all a manipulation, American people. Wake up. I'm going to start screaming like mom. Wake up. My man was on Roy's hot body, Bugsy.
He said, I got them roids. No, it's in the corner. I want to know his connect.
Wow, my man was going in so hard. I was like, wow, Jesus Christ.
Stay away from steroids and them weightliftings, man. Tell you that.
Well,
it's crazy how people believe this with no evidence, though. That's a crazy part. People fall for anything. Like, what is the evidence that you just killed them? You know what I'm saying?
My man was on that joint hard body. You hear me? Hard body. Seriously. Was on it. I was like, Jesus Christ, are you serious? It's very, very sad, you know, that American people would not wake up.
People are gullible. They gullible. They're falling for it. But it's crazy how we have all this internet information that exposes the government. People just won't take time to do their research and do their history. It's crazy, though. People don't like to read and like to find shit information. That's the problem, though, for real, for real.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Yeah. That's the main issue.
You do your homework. Real talk. Do that homework.
Yeah, they need to be talking about how building number 7 failed, because ain't no damn plane with that motherfucker. That's what they need to be talking about. That's what I want to know. Shit.
Let's talk about it, people, man. We're live in the building, man. We got a couple minutes left on the thing, man. Before I go into a song, we got 26 minutes. What are the main things that you feel like American people really need to focus on? You know what I'm saying? I basically say it's a facade. What are the main things that you think the American people really need to focus on and really look and listen and look at? You know what I'm saying? Right now, going to 2012, because we're in 2011, it's about to be wrapped up soon. We're going into another decade, another time. What should American people look at? What should American, is there more to come after this? That's the question.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, just to take it to the gullible factor, if you want to say, you know, they didn't kill them and all that. I mean, let's be honest. You think that ain't going to start a war? You didn't kill people's leader. People have been dying for this man. You think that, you know, it's just going to stop because you didn't say he's dead? Nah, they're just going to blow up twice as more shit. You feel me? If you want to take it to the gullible side. But at the end of the day, man, it's just like, listen, man, wake up. It's 2011. You need to do your homework on who you vote for. Don't just get out and vote and say, oh, he looked good or he sound good. Go to Google, type in their name, man, and just do that whole report, basically.
Definitely, and that's what it is. That's and on top of that, American people, who's to say this so-called Osama bin Laden wasn't really the big head or the big leader of Al Qaeda? Maybe there's another leader that's hiding in the shadows. Just think about it. But Reds, what are your thoughts? Rez, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My bad. Yeah, my thoughts is that people just need to wake up and just stop believing everything, especially not the media, because the mainstream media lies all the time. I mean, they throw stuff in our faces. They throw in our faces that they're innocent with this shit. And, you know, we always calling for our government is for democracy and we're so good and all this and that. But, well, actually, people just need to wake up, do your research. You know what I'm saying, before you come to a conclusion like this, you know what I'm saying, just do your research, because there's documents out there, and the government, they lie so much they trip over their own goddamn lies. If you pay attention and listen to what they say, they slip up in their lies, and you just need to pay attention and really, really just pay attention to everything, especially important shit like this. Like, we about to go probably we'll mess with Libya now. I mean, that's been foretold. Now she's supposed to be going to mess with Chavez and and predict it. So just pay attention to everything that's going on. And like you said, it's 2012, but the money system might crash. Our dollars might not mean enough no more. So people just need to be prepared for what's really about to come. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. You would definitely need to. Because it's definitely not a game out here. It's definitely not a game out this joint, seriously. We need to really... We definitely need to, you know, definitely stay focused, and we definitely need to, you know, talk about what's going on, you know, because people are definitely playing games out here. People are definitely playing games out here and not doing what they're supposed to do. People need to open up their eyes and realize that it's a lie. Everything is a lie. Everything is a freaking lie, people.
Oh, yeah, I don't mean to cut you off, Lush, but not only is they lying, but it was really killing us, man. I mean, pay attention. We got kids out the blue with all this autism. Now they talking about they put mercury in our flu shots. We got people getting cancer at 20. You know, we got people, they putting aspartame in our diet drinks. People need to Google that, what aspartame is. They putting fluoride in our drinking water, and fluoride is a poison to the brain. Fluoride can actually melt concrete, and they putting that in our drinking water.
So just pay, I just need to pay attention to what they really doing to us. You know what I'm saying? And not just taking it as is. You know what I'm saying? How is it that now everybody got to be doped up on medicine? They trying to get everybody. They're saying all the kids got ADD. They trying to dope our kids. I mean, everybody just need to pay attention to what's going on. You know? Telling the truth, man.
Well, you know, people, if you don't want to wake up, you can live in a lie all your life. But, you know, we're trying to educate you. If you don't step outside of, you know what I'm saying, that cloud that they have over you, and you're going to be stuck. And when things really start getting haywire, you're going to say, we told you so. But, hey, it's more to come from this. You know what I mean? So, on another tip, let's flip over and talk about some of the new things that's coming out in 2011 going into 2012. It's some movies, some different things and stuff. So we're going to talk about that in a second. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go to a song, Major Figures, Gangsta, and we're going to come right back. Let's Radio Line Street Queens, the movement. Let's go.
Shit. MF, next millennium. It's real live here. Goddamn, player.
I love being a gangster.
I got $1 million face and $1 million smile and $1 million flow and $1 million style. And in my lifetime, I sold $1 million worth of vials. Cats thinking I'm sweet, I ain't been killing in a while. Heard a lot of cats rhyme, I ain't feeling in a while. They must be all broke, they been willing in a while. Yo, it's hectic, man. I bring the pain like a method, man. Respect it, man. When the spade got the tech in hand. My nigga GDK hooked up with a Texas clan. Now when we swerve, hitting nerve in the Lexus land. Respect the fam or your ass be out. And for sure, in the Bentley Azores, we go the classy route. And when that cash be out, we down south with cats that sell crack, gold caps in their mouth. Mom kicked me to the curb for holding crack in the house. Since it's real in the field, keep the steel in the wheel. Niggas killing that will. First meal, I'ma chill, yeah, I promise. But I ain't getting paid for being honest, I'm gonna break that. Rapper drug money, I got to make that. Opportunity knock at the door, I got to take that. One in your face, and throw your body where the lake at. It's Fado, creeping with your yayo and your cake at. Charismatic flow, but I get nasty with a break at. Real Philly nigga, put it work like I'm AWAC. Type voice that can't even be heard on them ADAC. Your old demand. Phone line saying play that. It's the payback. Tonight, Mel Gibson. 9 to 5, I'm cooking up pies in Hell's Kitchen on the jail mission. Running around doing stupid shit. 2 and 6 real easy on some ruthless shit. Now I'm cheesy, so the whip on some ruthless shit. Man, I'm a thug till I'm old on some toothless shit.
The expression on their face when we step into place. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. All the chicks waving high when you riding by. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. And when you roll, they all want to roll. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. It hit the fan, depends on your man. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster.
Look right here, it's hard being a gangster. You could get killed being a
gangster.
If you ain't real, you ain't no
gangster.
I keep my still, you know. Watching for other gangsters, we ain't the same, I ain't your clique. It's simple as that. I'm a figure, he a figure. It's deeper than rap. I'm a nigga, you a nigga. We each got a gat. I cop, chop, sell it. You eat by the pack. Boots, steak. Meanwhile, I'm a gangster. Prada suit, mink. 20 inches on the wheel. Candy, paint. You want MF to stop? Man, we can't. Man, we ain't. I love being the shit. Damn, I stink. It's Dutchy man, playboy. What you think? From the watch to the link. And if you don't know by now, then you ain't. I'm a gangster.
See the expression on their face when we step into place. Goddamn, player. I love being the gangster. All the chicks waving high when you riding by. Goddamn, player. I love being the gangster. And when you roll, they all want to roll. Goddamn, player. I love being a gangster. It hits the fan, depends on your man.
I make it fast.
Goddamn, player.
Blaze the steel, I mess with the rage to kill. Slow flow, murderer, Dutch, Spade, and Gill. Who better? Y'all don't know the smell of that new leather. The V-Twizzy, Henny and Reed Dizzy. Chickens like who fizzy? Linen sitting on tan butter. Shit, I'm getting funny stares from my man's mother. 1,000 grams of butter, bounce back, sick in the kitchen. Cold cook, always bring the right amount back. Haters doubted that. I ever would blow. They hear about me out in places they never could go. Nice, guzzling mo, the ice smothers my robe. Got advance money, top pie, double the dough, six, double the O. Push me if you want, I know your style. Use a bitch without the pussy in front. Niggas approach me on the streets, I'm like, what do you want? No, I can't get you a deal, can't split you a meal. No, you can't play passenger in my wheel. Niggas copping GS3s with tour paper. I'm not the biggest one, you ain't have four paper. You niggas may be dope, shit, I'm for sure paper. Love being the gang.
See the expression on their face when we step in the place. Goddamn player, I love being a gangster. Chicks waving high when we riding by. Goddamn player, I love being a gangster. And when we roll, they all wanna roll. Goddamn player, I love being a gangster. It hits the fan, depends on your man. Goddamn player, I love being a gangster. To all my gangsters, nice town in EA. On the hands,
dirty mouth gangsters.
Bumpy Johnny, Tony
West
Duck,
Coast nigga,
DK, my nigga Sitter, Ty
Nitty,
nigga, Don Stanford, Jay Jiggy,
my real nigga,
Marcus Graham, Kid O'Brown,
niggas with no bitch in
my nigga
blood.
Pop, hitting
you
the
know?
Block, shot, rush, first place B.
You fake ass niggas, keep them motherfucking panties on, nigga. You whole ass niggas. You ain't our type, nigga.
All my
nice town gang.
Can't forget 6ix9ine Dime.
Fucking Raiz,
you know.
The old real motherfucking gangsters, nigga. For the real work. Know about you, nigga. Make believe ass niggas. Look in the mirror and scare yourself. Fuck out of here, nigga. Motherfuckers don't pose no fucking threats on us, nigga. Kill you for nothing. Fucking faggots.
Yeah, he really was doing a lot of killing on that joint. It's your girl, Leslie, that's live in the building. Street Queens of Movement. We're talking about the cover up. But don't forget, tomorrow is Get Out of Here Fridays, and it's going down. Because y'all know I've been going in on people this whole past week, and I'm going to rip some new holes in some people. So I'm going in Friday. Me and your boy Kels is going to be in the building. Future Guru 100. Be in the building, the whole world, we in the building, we going in all Friday, you know what I'm saying, so yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm play some new music and some stuff, so yeah, let's get it popping. Let's go on the line and see what's going on, you know what I'm saying, we had Reds and everybody in the building, man, so, it's a lot of new movies coming out, you know what I'm saying, besides Green Lantern, you got the Green Hornet coming out. Tomorrow is Jump the Broom. It's coming out with T.D. Jakes. Always try to support that. The Universal Soul Circus is coming to the DMV area. Got to support that. It's a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying? So check for that, you know what I mean? And if you got anything that's going on in the community, anything like that, also salute to all the mothers out there. If you got a mother today, shout her out. Tell her you love her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Emma is doing a show on Saturday dedicated to the mothers. So if you got a mother shout-out, make sure you shout-out your mother on Saturday on E2K on the spot located here on Lush Radio Online. Call the number is 347-826-7722. But we're going to go back to the phone lines and stuff. So we got the Green Hornet, Green Lantern coming out. We got the Avengers coming out, Captain America coming out. We got this other scary movie called The Priest. He killing vampires, all kind of stuff. So, but Friday tomorrow is going down, jumping the broom in the broom. So, that. We got a caller from a block number. You're live on the line on Street Queens, The Movement. Peace. Block number, what's up? Block caller, what's popping? Okay, you can listen if you want to. That's good. Just stay on the line. 301, you're live on the line. Is that Reds back again?
Yeah. My phone was buzzing down. But I don't know how much time I got back aboard here. What's up, though?
So basically, you know, we wrapped up the whole thing about the cover up.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a lot of we're gonna switch the subject and talk about what's the new and what's new things, what things is going on or whatever and stuff like that. Things that are going on. Chris Brown has a new video that came out. and stuff. It's featured on www.lushradioonline.com. The video of my birthday party is very hot, exclusive. You see some stuff with Lee doing some other people on it, so check that out. Check that out on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. Shout out to Quan Lee for showing man love. Also, Emma is doing a lot of women's empowerment speeches and stuff, so check for that. Support her with that. It's Emma E2K on Twitter and on Facebook. I also just found out today that I'm going to be hosting my homegirl's website release party, Sarah Keith. She's one of the hottest models out here in the DMV area, so I'll be hosting her her release party and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll be on the mic talking my ish. You know what I mean? So that's some good news. I will be in the New York area on the 14th. I'm going to be over there for the reunion in the Bronx. Also, I put out an APB to all of the ladies out there. I got $70. I'm doing little shoots for yourself, for your man, or for your own collection. It's the Mother's Day special. So pick the girl up at 240-468-25. And let's get it in, you know what I'm saying? And Universal Circus is out here. But if you got anything new that's going on in your life or stuff that's going on with you, talk to us, man. What's new? What's going on with you, Bugsy? I know y'all got the whole situation going on with the live stream and everything. So tell us what's popping.
Yeah, you know, basically, you know what it is, man. I'm, you know, back on the Ustream tip with me and my DJ at the radio station, just basically showing you, you know, what we do behind the scenes, man, and let you know what goes down when you listen to that music on your radio. So you can check us out daily. You know what I'm saying? We make that pop. We got a couple of joints coming up for my Haitians. You know, we got the Haitian Flag Day coming up this next Sunday at the club. You know, we got a couple of events popping off. But the biggest new with me, man, my oldest son's coming home to daddy, man. He's moving down here next week, man. So that's my biggest new.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. What's new with you, Vance? What's popping?
Ain't nothing too much. I'm trying to celebrate whatever you celebrating. I'm trying to celebrate what's going on with positive with you, basically. You feel me?
That's what's up. Oh, and to all those people out there, I know y'all guys, if you're going out there getting twisted tonight, be safe and make sure you have a designated driver, because you know it's Cinco de Mayo today. And people is out there partying, you know, having a good old time. But remember, even when you're partying, make sure you are safe and make sure that you don't take anybody else's life or take your own. So be safe out there. You know, it's Cinco de Mayo. But have fun. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing. And you know what time it is tomorrow on Friday. We going all out. Bugsy, I hope you want to show tomorrow. We is going on people on Friday. Friday is payday for people. Sunday is Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on in May. I don't know why. May is almost getting crazy like March. Like March Madness. Like May has got to be like May Madness or something, because there's so many things going on in May. At the end of May, it's freaking Bike Week. So there's a lot of people going down to, you know, going down to Myrtle Beach for Bike Week and stuff. So there's so many things going on in May. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So and you know, May is a semi-beginning jumping right into summertime. So some people just coming off of spring break, you about to jump into summer. So I hope y'all been in the gym getting it in, because summertime is just around the corner, and I know you want to come out there and rock that no chest, no shirt off,
and no chest.
You know what I'm saying? But some of y'all don't got no chest. Y'all need to put a shirt on. You know, but you know, and some of y'all ladies want to wear that two piece and stuff. But this, you know, I want us to be positive this year. I want all the ladies, you know, when you go out there, man, make sure that you're out there, you're drinking water. People, your kids, drink water. Make sure that they're hydrated this summer, because this summer is going to be excruciatingly hot, and you have to hydrate yourself. You know what I mean? And also, the pollen count has been very high also. So a lot of people have been having allergies. So if you have, make sure that you definitely check the doctor, get your periodic checkups, get some Claritin, and take care of that. Because a lot of people have been getting sick lately, a lot of because of their allergies and stuff. So people, take care of ourselves. And for the people that have diabetes, type 2 diabetes can be helped by your diet. So watch what you're eating. Watch what you're eating. Because diabetes can be a killer. A lot of people have died from a diabetic coma. You can go through a diabetic coma if you don't know if your blood sugar is too high. So make sure you monitor your blood sugar and stuff. So, yeah, people, you know what I'm saying? We got to stay on the up and up, you know what I'm saying? And we have to live our lives for ourselves. Nobody is walking a mile in my shoes. Like Tupac says, you can walk a mile in my shoes and you'll be crazy too. With nothing to lose, you know? Nobody's walking in our shoes. Nobody understands us. Nobody knows our hurts, our pains, or our problems but ourselves. Live life to the fullest, no matter what. If you're going to go hard, go harder than you ever gone hard in your life. And I say go hard or go home. You can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. Support one another. Love one another. Be honest with one another. Let's make moves together. Let's build businesses. Let's build families. Let's send out education and information. Teach one. Teach your brother. Educate him so he can be better than you or at least support you in whatever you're doing. Stop holding information for one another. Stop trying to not support your own people or people. Let's work together and make a change. Lush Radio Online, Street Queens, the movement, positive people doing positive things. And this is what we do all day, opening up your eyes, opening up your ears to the real deal. Let's go. Lush Radio, we out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep winning. And Bugsy, go ahead and give them your Twitter. And what's your final thoughts, positive thoughts for the people before we leave out of here?
Man, catch me on that Twitter, still standing at Bugsy underscore RIP underscore stack. That's BUGZY underscore RIP underscore STACK. My final positive thought for the day, man, is, you know, life's too short to be stressed, miserable, and you know, holding grudges, man. Let's live every day like it's our last. You know, have fun, take care of your family, take care of your loved ones. Keep your head up high, man. Never hold it down.
That's what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man, live in the building. Teen Top, written in the stars. We out of here, man. Love is love. You already know what it is, man. At Lush Radio Online, at MIA2K, at Future Group 100, at Natalia from, and shout out to my girl, Ashley. You already know what it is, man. We live in the building. Shout out to Ebony, everybody. You know what I'm saying? We out of here. Peace.
On so many different dials, cause I got more hits than a disciplined child. So when they see me, everybody barack, barack. Man, I'm like a young gun, fully black, barack. I try teardrops over the massive attack. I only make hits like I work with a racket and back. Look on my jacket and hat, so down to earth, so down to earth. I'm bringing gravity back, adopted by the major. I want my family back. People work hard just to get all their salary tax. Look, I'm just a writer from the ghetto like Mallory Black. So they hear you out.
never took, cause we needed a change. I needed a break. For a sec, I even gave up believing and praying. I even done the legal stuff and was needed a train. They say the money is the root of the evil it plays. But have you ever been so hungry it keeps you away? Now my hunger will leave him amazed. Great. It feels like a long time coming. Bam. Since the day I pulled a damn cunning plan. One day I had a dream, I tried to taste it, but I wasn't going nowhere. Running.